baby girls, oh my baby. Man, there's nothing love cannot make you do. Davido actually modulated on that song. Like, can you imagine my chest? The power of love, man, not be small thing. So, we're just gonna jump straight to my number two song of the week. It's from Fino Fino. It's actually from Nigeria, West Africa, and it features Olamide Bado. And this one is titled Onyoma. Enjoy it, and I will be right back. Don't go nowhere.
My brother, show me love. Onyoma. When you see me, Onyoma. Spray me money. Onyoma, Onyoma, Onyoma.
Feels, Mr. Producer.
My brother, show me love.
Onyoma.
To hustle, and if you make him for this life, one end up be muscle. One a grace of God, he flow be God. Waiting I for do, I for don't lose my child. Cause he lute go gaga, okay lute kwa maka, he get in ye kwa maka, he get neta kwa ganda. He man a chinky gwe, he ke kwa ba.
My brother, show me love. When you see me, spray me money. Because when I am out, I go show you love. I go spray you money.
Spray me dollar, dollar. Pound sterling. My cheerful giver.
Tori baby, Tori baba oh. When you hear di popo, di popo, kai te wegu. If life was a thing, that money could buy you. Brother, the rich man go live oh. And the poor man go buy you. Shake you know the vibe for night. Bad bitch water know the dry. Brush your pocket to go dry. Give me rubber, make I smile. My brother, show me love oh. When you see me oh.
By Fino featuring Olamide Bado. And that was my number two song of the week. So I have my number one song left. But before I go to my number one song, did you know that in the world's biggest frog comes from Cameroon? It can grow up to 33 centimeters in length, over 1 foot, excluding the legs, which can also be up to 1 foot long when stretched. I bet you didn't know that, right? Also, this one is so funny to me. Oh my God. Did you know African men from Congo have the world's largest penis? So, all my single ladies, just so you know, African men from Congo are very much endowed. Do you also know the evil eye originated in North Africa and the Mediterranean region of Africa? It is widely believed that the evil eye causes harm or bad luck, especially when the individual is already vulnerable or sick. I actually didn't even know that, but that's a very interesting fact. Also, more people speak French in Africa than do those in France. Wow, I didn't even know that. So we have more French-speaking people in Africa than in France, where the language originally originated from. Amazing, amazing, amazing. All right, so we're going to go to... Maybe I shouldn't play my number one song yet. I think I still have one more hot tip for you guys. But to discuss this hot tip with me, I have Tony Tonero. You guys actually watch out for him. He has two shows coming up. Tony, you want to tell them about the two shows?
Yeah, it's nice being here, Moya. You know, when you told me about your show, I was like, whoa, I just have to discharge every other activities for the day and come join you here in the studio. Yes, my people, how are we doing? Hope you're having fun. How is the studies going? I can't even tell what it's like right now. Everyone is on hate. But don't worry, very soon Christmas is here. And relax and chill out a bit, right? Yeah, she said my two shows will be coming out very soon. Just stay there, you know, watch out for these shows with Tony. First one is Acid Hot. I know most of us might not actually understand the vernacular as Acid Hot, but when the show begins, I will explain better of that title as Acid Hot. And the second show, which is going to be Guys Talk with Tony. You know, guys, you know what I'm talking about. We've got a lot of guys, Jay's gossip here and there, you know, talking about everything that has to do with guys. But don't worry, let me not, you know, release the cat out of the bag so soon.
For sure.
So I just have to keep you there and expect more from Tony.
Sounds good. Thank you for joining me, Tony. So, Tony, you know, you heard about, you know, Tiwa Savage. She was on Wizkid's new video, Fever, right? And it's like, it's breaking the internet, basically, because people are like, why would Tiwa Savage be a video vixen for Wizkid? And I think the issue is because prior to that, there's been rumors going on that, you know, she and Wizkid are, you know, doing the thing, you know.
The entertainer rumors will always be there, right?
And yeah.
When I saw that 2 days back, I was like, oh, come on, what is this nature between Tiwa Savage and the guy who, you know, fame, money has made him forget that he's still a kid?
Exactly,
yeah,
right?
I'm not here to really, you know, place his age to where he is today because I know he's making his money and he's comfortable. That he's talking about Wizkid, this boy. He said he's no more a Wizboy, he's now a Wizkid.
He's now a Wizkid, he's now a man.
The storyline in the entertainment world right now in Africa, West Africa. Yeah, a lot of things have been said about Tiwa, you know, knowing how her emotional life has been from one marriage to the other, breakups and all that. And one will begin to imagine what really has attracted Tiwa to Wizboy or Wizkid, you know. But then when I saw some comments and people trying to analyze, you know, make contributions, say what their views were about the video Fever thing, and to me, I told myself that yes, you know, money speaks, you know, so I really don't know. But then what I really want to ask you, Moya,
yes,
now these two persons, they have the fame, they have the money,
yeah,
you know, and Tiwa as well have the money. It's not like Wizboy has got the money and Tiwa doesn't have it. Now what do you think that is really the rationale for Tiwa to really come close then, if actually the rumor is true? But I know out of every side talks, there's always truth somewhere. So let's take it that it's real, right? Now, Tiwa is having the Fever thing with Wizkid.
Yeah.
What do you think that is really attracting Tiwa to him? Now, she has got the money. She has got the fame. Not like she's not having the money. What do you think is really this thing going on within these two?
For me, I think it might just be attraction. She might just be attracted to him. Like, it might be something about his character. It might be just, his person that attracts Tiwa to Wizkid. I don't think it's for the money. And truly, to be honest, I don't really think they are dating. I just think they are friends, as they claim. You know, it's called show business. So it's a show, but remember, there's a business part to it. So for that video, personally, I think it was just for the show business. Wizkid just needed to put that video out there and get the views, get people talking. And oh boy, did they get people talking? Yeah, they did. Because see, we're actually talking about them right now on Hot Tea with Moya. So I think it's a publicity thing more than anything else. I don't believe they are dating. But, you know, if they are truly dating, my brother, the heart wants what it wants. You can't, you know, you can't help it sometimes, right?
I was reading the comments, you know, someone said that he belongs to the readers, Comment Readers Association, and that really got to me, right? And then I went further to read more comments, and someone said that, do you think that maybe Tiwa is trying to use this scenario to get back to the ex? You know, you actually think, okay, even when it's a showbiz and they're trying to get the news and make the fame more, you know, and even make the money and help bloggers to make their money.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
Some commissions in return and all that. Now, do you think of the showbiz? Emotions grow, right? Now, what do you think of, or what do you think that will become of Tiwa if actually she begins to have these feelings towards Wizkid?
Yeah, that's the thing, though. For me, personally, I'm not team Tiwa and Wizkid. I don't think they should have a team. I love your friendship if it's actually just a friendship. I love it. But when it comes to relationship, I don't think it's a good thing. For me, this is my opinion, I think she might actually lose a bit of a fan base if she actually ends up dating Wizkid. Yes, because number one is the age difference. It doesn't matter though. Age is just a number, like people would say. But I think maybe it's just our African mentality, so to say. We're not used to that kind of a thing. Though it's happened, you know, we have Nigerian artists who has married women who are older than them. Dare Atalade, for instance, is an example, right? But I don't know. It's just. I don't know if it's just the vibe. For me, I think she might actually lose a bit of a fan base if she end up dating Wizkid. And for Tilbury, it's funny you mentioned him because people are actually trolling him. Like, if you go to his Instagram, his last picture, and you read the comments, it's wild. People are actually trolling him. I guess it's because of one of his post which he has deleted, where he was saying, Wizkid now my younger brother, you cannot do this to me, you can never date, you can never, you know, mess up with Tiwa, Don Jazzy would not, you know, would not even let him do, and all that kind of jazz. So I guess because of that, people are trolling him. Tony, you need to see his comment. It's crazy. I just feel for the guy right now. I don't want to be too pleased, but well, like I said.
But if Tiblis could turn around and start writing some other thing on his blog page and his Insta page, of course, the love is still in him. He should just come out open and not being on the other side and making comments, writing some things on the other side towards Tiwa. If actually this is getting to him, he should come out openly and, you know, go back to his lady. But I don't think right now that Tiwa is ready to.
Yeah, I do. I think Tiwa has moved on. I think she's moved on, yeah. And I just hope T-Bills also moves on. I hope he finds happiness, you know. And I hope Tiwa actually finds happiness. If it's Wizkid that gives her happiness, well, let her go for it, right? Whatever makes you happy, I'm all for it. Whatever makes you happy, I'm of the opinion, just go for it. Don't let anything stop you. If it makes you happy, just go for it. So Tiwa, go for it, girl. And that takes us to our number one song of the week. Ta-da! It's actually by Tiwa Savage and it's featuring Duncan Mighty. Mr. Lover Lover, you know, so I get wahala.
The track, it gives me memory of something, but I'm not going to say it here. More, you know, the same thing, you know, entertainment gossip, showbiz thing.
Okay.
So that Tony's name wouldn't be on the blog page right now. But
don't worry, guys. I will get that juice. I will get that tea from Tony. He's going to tell me. I'll tell you next time. Trust me. You best believe that. Thank you so much, Tony, for hanging out with me.
Nice being here. Thank you, Moyo.
You are welcome. Thank you guys also for sticking it out with me. This has been an absolute pleasure. I hope you had fun as much as I did bringing this to you. And if you did, please join me next time as I bring to you another episode of Hot Tea with Moyo. Until next time, guys, stay living your best life. I leave you in the hands of Tiwa Savage and Duncan Mighty.
Yeah. Mr. Lover Lover, you know say I don't get wahala. Any how you like, I go do my dear, as long as it no cost palava. Promise say you go treat me well, oh. Give me good love and no be kiss and tell. No be say after that wine I'm well, oh. Make you no go leave your girl for inside well. Woyo, woyo.
love is sweet of paradise. Tell you we am a say paradise. If they put you and I paralyze you. No, baby, I can't do this without you. No, my love, I can't go there without you. If it is a ball and lay, me I'm waiting for a balling day. Make me a salmon grow for your love and in my heart I go ship only. This your love for freedom college. And then you too sweet like a young college. Baby, when they might give
you
a savage.
My lover, I love you, Jeje. See how I love it, no be 10-10. Cause when I did with you, my baby, no regret, yeah. Bring your body, put it all on me. Boy, it's all I wanna see.
Spells.
We don't need no referee, yo. All we need is privacy. My lover, lover, you don't say I don't get wala. Any how you like, I go do my dear. As long as it no cost my lover. Treat me well, oh. Give me good love and no be kiss and tell. No be say after that wine I'm well, oh. Make you no go leave your girl for inside well. Woyo, woyo.
Hold up, hold up, Moyo. You know we couldn't do a show about African music without having that Congolese music in there. Hey everybody, it's your favorite Congolese Canadian, Sally Rehani, taking over for just a minute. And I just wanted to let you know that the Congolese people been doing it big, all right? We have the biggest population for all French-speaking countries in the world. We're the second biggest country in Africa in landmass, but we also have some of the biggest and baddest African musicians in the history of music. All right, so to finish off, I just wanted to play you some groovy jams. Here's one by international superstar Fally Ipupa, who was actually just in Canada for a couple shows like 2 weeks ago. Hope you all enjoy.
The king, the genius, el professor, école. Président des démoniato, Yvan Joly des boucliers, Manou des bosquets, Pichu Bongo, Soparon, Moukoka. Sabe Gorbi le Valo. Junior Mapusso. Abamako et Sadam.
Le quoi des Gabriel Mouana Zambi.
Gautier et Wing.
Le quoi Christian Kaka Kong.
Sandra Kazan.
Fouda Fouda Touki de Bain et Koumisa Batoué.
Blaise Mafoutol.
Mama Widi Salama Koumisa. Dada Maïmidia.
Olivier Kamazi. Ahmadou Djabi. Aristide Aïkou Apotonou. Caroline Mbouchingue, la dame au grand cœur, la beauté et la classe. Le sénateur Sylvestre Mbouchingue, le PDG au Cameroun.
Fiston Balabasse, Papicho Mikare.
Maître Manix, c'est Kevin Kamuzuna Guindie. Junior Mukuna, maître Toro, champion SN à Cape Town. Feed Boy, Manda Kamalion, le second Yassan. Cédric Niakovic, DJ Merco, Master Virus.
Yagoswa, Binoka, Yakinga, Yagoswa.
Christian Kino.
Boogie
Black.
Mama, tu get the brain, you go miss.
garçon bio. Chico Sebayaka, Emily Mputu, Grand Pay, Joseli Mapuata, Mister Pitach. Camionnette Mbola. Descendant. Ajungo ma SFR, Nolissa. Oh non, c'est Limbambe, prix Nobel de la SAP. Balaba. Le valable pastoral, trésor Mukuna, pasteur de Niles. Emmanuel Adebayo, Matumona Room, Chancel Mbemba, Azmak, Congo Cash,
Alebena Didier Mbemba, Bismarck, Biombo,
NBA, Serge Ibaka, Chemwe Bakayoko, Chelsea. Merci.
Oh,
So that was one of the hit singles off of Fally Ipupa's upcoming album, Control, being released on November 2nd. Now to finish off, I figured I would give some shine to a lesser-known up-and-coming talent who actually made a song in English for you guys, and his name is Erite Watanabe.
Là où il y a des faits, les gestes, la parole n'a pas sa place. 100% héritier.
Ah ouais.
Qui bon samba dans le tirada.
Merci, hein. Wally Sec.
Give me a loving. Give me a loving. Give me a loving. Give me, yo la 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 la. Give me a loving. Give me a loving. Give me a loving. Give me, yo la 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 la.
You don't believe me. When I tell you, baby, you so pretty. You don't believe me. What can I do? I got so much love for you. I know that you're feeling it too. You feel it too. I want you to be my number one, baby. You're the most beautiful girl I ever seen, lady. I'm not sure about today. Listen to me when I say, all I want is you, 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 you. Come on and give your love to me.
Tosa te bango banani di te pinga.